Hello.
Hi, my name is Jessica with Tax Relief Services on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jessica. Who are you calling for?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
So I just received a notification that you or your business might be dealing with a state or federal tax situation. Did you have a quick second to chat about that?
Sure, go ahead.
Great. Well, we have a variety of accredited tax programs that offer protection to keep the IRS from harassing you and settling your debt for a fraction of what you owe. So I'm going to transfer you now to a specialist who can
Jessica,
help.
Jessica, I have
okay?
a question for you.
Okay.
Hello?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was having trouble talking. Are you using a soundboard? So it's a little hard to ask you questions.
Well, I am a live agent, but I'm using a technology that restricts me to scripted responses.
I understand.
So if you don't mind, can we continue the call?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, we have a variety of accredited tax programs that offer protection to keep the IRS from harassing you and settling your debt for a fraction of what you owe. So I'm going to transfer you now to a specialist who can help. Is that okay?
Okay.
Hi, this is Macy with Tax Relief Services. Would you like some help resolving a tax debt?
Hi, this is Barry. Yeah, I wanted just a little more information about what you can do.
Yeah, so we're a tax attorney firm. Basically, what we do is we provide representation for each one of our clients and then negotiate with either the IRS or the state to bring them into resolution with their tax debt, whatever balance that they're owing. And does that sound like something you
yes.
could benefit from? Are you dealing with a tax debt? Okay. All right. How much is the IRS or the state claiming that you owe?
It's the IRS. They say, I think it's like $17,000. I didn't even file last year.
Okay. Is there any reason in particular you didn't file for 22?
I wasn't sure exactly how they would even accept my return if I have unpaid from 21. I didn't know how I was going to go around paying it.
Okay. I see. That's a pretty valid concern. You're not the first person who thought that. I'd probably think the same. Now, before I go any further, could I get your first name, sir?
Yes.
Just so I could better address you.
Sure, Barry. Bernard, but everyone calls me Barry.
Oh, nice to meet you, Barry. My name's Macy. I'm a tax consultant.
Got it.
Now, is this involving a business or is this just individual taxes?
So I don't have like a business that I registered as a business, but I do have like... Mm-hmm. You know, side incomes, for example. I did a lot of sales on eBay, and I'm not an expert. I should have hired a accountant, but I did a lot. I mean, at first it started, I was just selling small things, but then it basically turned into a business. And I'm pretty sure that at some point I have to pay taxes on that, which makes it almost not worth it, because when eBay finishes taking their cut, and PayPal finished taking their cut, and then Uncle Sam, I'm probably just going to give it up at some point. Now, I don't even know whether, like, if do I have to report it, or does eBay send it to the IRS? I saw something in the news about it last year. Yeah, but I think that's one big concern I have about my last, the tax year I didn't file from. And then...
I see.
Yeah.
I see. How long have you been selling on eBay?
Oh, for 15 years. But it was for a long time just like I just had an account like everyone else did. I mostly bought stuff. And when I had something I wanted to get rid of, you know, I would list it. I don't think that was ever a big deal. But the last like 18 months, it really picked up because I found a niche of something that people wanted. And it basically crept up on me and turned into a business. By the way, are you an accounting firm or a law firm or a little of each? I'm not even sure what I need at this point.
We're a little bit of each.
A little bit of each.
So
okay, sure.
Basically, yeah. So basically, we kind of specialize in tax issues.
Okay.
So filing taxes,
gotcha.
And then helping people out with a tax debt that they owe.
Okay.
But we also do offer some other services such as bookkeeping.
Right.
We're equipped with accountants, tax attorneys, and enrolled agents. So we kind of first we help out with the tax issues, and then we can assist with any other issues that you'd like
okay.
help with. But.
Could I
mm-hmm.
let me think. What could I email you my 2021 return, and then I guess you could tell me how much trouble I'm in with that, and then we could, I guess I could get started on my 22. It's just a little hard to decide.
Yeah, you definitely could.
Okay.
Yeah. You could. Before I give you my...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just going to get
okay,
a pen
you want to take down my email right now? I'll give it to you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Let's get a pen. Nobody has pens anymore. Get this one away. Okay. All right, let me write this down. I think it's like a picture. It's not a picture. It's a document. It's worth 1,000 words in this case. Better than I can describe it. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's Macy, just like the store.
Gotcha.
M-A-C-Y.
M-A-C-Y. Got it. Okay. Macy.
H as in health.
Sure.
At alleviatetax.com. Let me know if you need me to spell that for you.
I think that's fine. A-L-L-E-V-I. ATE text. Yeah. Okay. All right, that sounds pretty simple. So let me get my stuff together. I think I already have it like up online or whatever, like
okay.
PDF. Okay. Could I ask you, Macy, what made you decide to call me today?
Yeah, so it's a little difficult to kind of pinpoint exactly why I didn't really call you. To be completely honest, I sit at a computer and I get connected to calls all day.
Right, right.
So typically if you filled out some kind of form or
right.
made an inquiry looking for, say, assistance, financial assistance or tax assistance or anything of that sort, even if you filled out like a form looking or kind of it anything at all, that's kind of how we get our numbers.
Okay, I got that. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. So, let me get in touch with you by email.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
Okay.
Well,
if I need to call you, I mean, I guess email works. If I need to call you, can I just call you back at 848-200-3056? Is there an extension I need or anything?
Let me give you my
direct phone number, okay,
just
sure.
so you can get back. And yeah,
yeah,
it's 949.
949. Okay.
356.
356. Yeah.
0710.
0710. Okay. I don't mean to be nosy, but that's not a area code I've ever seen before. Where is that? Is that New York?
It's that's in Orange County, California. That's where
oh.
we're headquartered. So
oh, cool.
Some of our agents have 949, and then some of our agents have a 714.
Okay.
Kind of a Irvine area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 356-0710, right?
Yep, that's
okay.
correct.
All right. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Of course. Take care, Barry.
All righty. Bye.